Hare Krishna.
The best way to summarize what I wanted to explain is in telling you my most memorable, or one of my most memorable experiences here during the Govardhan retreat. As some of you know, we had the Holy Name retreat in Vasana, just only 3 days before the Govardhan retreat started. This retreat had ended, so I was a little bit, moving very fast with my thought, and I thought, okay, this is now another retreat, let us give our best to serve the Vaishnavas. And as we went towards the end, I became a little bit, we could maybe say passionate to finish the or to end the retreat in a nice way. And I thought everything went very well. I was very happy. It was the first time I dared to speak so much in detail about Krishna to an international group of devotees, which was quite substantial. So everything went very well, and I was going, aha, good, good, good. And now something else. Now I was already preparing myself for Europe. And then all of a sudden, in all this sunny, rosy atmosphere, I make a terrible mistake. The mistake was I was not able to satisfy an older devotee. In fact, I hurt him without my intention, but I found out that I hurt him. And then this whole morning, I had so many things to do, but I tried to get through to this devotee, to phone to him. So first of all, the number which I got, 5 times I had to ask the person who knew the number, and 5 times he gave me the wrong number. No, you shouldn't have said it, because I kept it. Now I can't say what I want to say, because... No. So then I tried different times to phone the devotees and devotee and apologize, but it was simply not possible to get through to this devotee, and I was becoming desperate, and I became, and anyways, one part in me is not yet convinced that I really made a mistake, because I really didn't say anything in my understanding, which I said the correct thing in my understanding. But the point is, the devotee was hurt. So I was thinking, I was protesting, I was feeling unwell, but then I had the intelligence to look at Giriraj, and all of a sudden I understood Giriraj had personally arranged this, because my katha was about Indra, who made a mistake, and who also couldn't understand for 7 days that he made a mistake in 7 nights. And it was about Indra begging forgiveness from Krishna, finally, when he got his good sense. So I understood that I was not just telling this pastime, but Krishna listened, and he said, okay, now we're going to teach you. You also have to recognize that you made a mistake. That's the first thing you have to recognize. And then you have to really beg to be forgiven. And I understood, wow, it's Krishna has said in the pastime that he always takes care to relieve his devotees when they lose their goodness. Huh? And I told you, I had become a little bit influenced by the mode of passion, and then acted inappropriately, and that made a big problem for that devotee and for myself afterwards also, because still I'm here, I'm not yet released. I know the devotee just needs one Hari Bol for me and everything will be very good, and it will happen in the afternoon, hopefully, if I have the right number this time. So what I wanted to say with this memorable experience is that I understood Giriraj personally takes care of his devotees. We just have to recognize his care. And we have to accept his chastisement and not protest against it. Krishna is very, very, very personal with his devotees, even those who have turned against him, like most of us who are in this world, we turned against him. There is something I would like to end with. It's you remember the Kaliya Damana Leela? You know this? Who knows how Krishna defeated the Kaliya demon? Kaliya? Oh, that's about 1/4. The rest of you are sleeping. Once again, who knows how Krishna defeated the Kaliya demon? Yeah, not so many are sleeping any longer. You know, at the end, his wives come forward and say, "Oh Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya has attained this great opportunity of being touched by the dust of your lotus feet. For this end, the goddess of fortune performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. But this Kaliya got the great opportunity of being touched by the dust of your lotus feet." We don't know how this happened. And I meditated when I read this morning. All of us have touched now the dust of Giriraj. He will stay a long time in your cloth, this dust. Your heads are decorated with the dust of Giriraj. How did this good fortune happen to you, Nityananda Prabhu? We don't know. This dust is touched by Giriraj. Human, a little while ago you were in Persia, but now you are here serving in the Govardhana retreat and having the dust of on your head, which is touched by Krishna's lotus feet. How did this happen? How did you get your visa even to come? It is a mercy which is clearly undeserved. So the Nagapatnis, these great devotees, ask themselves, it can only be that in the past life, Kaliya was compassionate and respectful to other living entities, because Krishna likes when his devotees are compassionate and respectful to others. And because Kaliya got the dust, we must speculate he was respectful and compassionate. My dear devotees, from these thoughts of the Nagapatnis, how Kaliya came into this opportunity to get the dust, I want to bring a point to you which you can take home. Why don't we try to be affectionate, compassionate, and respectful to all? Why don't we take this with us? It pleases Krishna. Here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, "If a person respects all living entities and treats them with compassion, then the Supreme Lord, who is the shelter of all entities, becomes satisfied." Isn't that a wonderful thing to take home? A wonderful concrete practice. When you go home, you should remember that everyone, even the person who cleans the house in which you live, or who sweeps the streets on which you walk, is ultimately under the shelter of Krishna. And why shouldn't you try to extend the same feelings which Krishna extends to all these limitless living entities who find shelter at his lotus feet? Why shouldn't you also try to be respectful and compassionate to all living entities? You can start with the devotees around you and not judge them all the time according to your mind, and then you can start to really become a compassionate, respectful friend of others to please Krishna. Because if you do so, you will get more and more the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, the sacred dust here from Giriraj, on your head. What do you think about this program? I guarantee you that half of you who said Hari Bol will have forgotten this when you eat your prasadam. Please don't forget this. Please take this home with you to be respectful and compassionate towards others. It will, Krishna will be very happy. Remember how Krishna dealt with Indra. He said to you, to him, must be very affectionate that you came such a long way. And please forgive my offense to you because I stopped your yajna. I'm sorry. It just, think about this nature of Krishna. Think about this katha and become the compassionate, loving friends of all living entities. Your whole life will change and the life of others will also change. Do it in the understanding that Krishna is like this, because Krishna is the only shelter. The other thing I wanted to say as a tip to take home is, please, you all heard a little bit, you heard Krishna Katha. It's only the beginning. More and more will come over the years. Please, when you go home, don't disconnect yourself from Krishna Katha, but remain connected with Krishna Katha. You can do this by either listening to recordings of good enlivening Krishna Katha, or you could also do it by reading the Bhagavatam yourself. Please take with you this little method which was up here on the notice board. To read means to hear, and then you need to, what do you need to do next? Manaha, what does that mean? Reflection, you know everything. And then what do you need to do afterwards? Nididhyasana, which means, yes, applying or deep meditation about it. No? Abhimanyu says, he's our scholar here. Deep meditation, nididhyasana, meditate in the depths, or apply, huh? And then pray to Krishna for some insight. Do this, stay in contact, and you will see your whole life changes. Really, it will change. Please take this Govardhan Retreat 2012 as an impetus. Impetus means something which pushed you a little bit in the right direction, and please keep walking or moving in that direction. Please do not stop moving. Stagnation is the spiritual death. Hare Krishna. So we will close the book now, and we will just sing. Is it all right for just very briefly? We will sing. Can I request one of you to give me the microphone stand? And I suggest we turn all to Giriraj, to this wonderful Darshan. Here is a microphone stand. No, it comes from there. Good.